Hello, and welcome back to As It Is. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. We are here every day with news and information that will help you improve your American English. Today, we will talk about news from the Middle East. Two American journalists have recently been executed there by Islamic terrorists. Some Americans are wondering if the U.S. government could have done more to save them. Then we will examine the situation with many people around the world, especially children, who may suffer in the future because they are unregistered. What's the story, and is there any way to help them? Those two stories are straight ahead on As It Is. Let's get started with part one. The militant group known as the Islamic State has claimed responsibility for killing American journalists James Foley and Stephen Sotloff. Americans are now debating whether the United States should have paid money to the group in exchange for their release. Ann Ball has more.
Reports say that Islamic State militants asked for millions of dollars before the execution of newsman James Foley. The U.S. government bars ransom payments to kidnappers. However, the head of the online news agency where James Foley worked says that the reporter's parents were hoping to raise money to pay for his release. Philip Balboni is president of the Global Post News Agency. He says the U.S. government knew what Mr. Foley's parents were doing, but did not stop them. Mr. Balboni said that the militants did not say exactly how much money they wanted. He said the parents began to raise money because they hoped the kidnappers would let them pay for their son's release. Deborah Perlstein is a professor at the Yeshiva University Cardoza School of Law in New York City. She says that there is no law that stops the U.S. government from paying money to or negotiating with terrorist groups. She says Congress could pass a law to keep the president from doing that, but it has not. She believes that the government is talking about U.S. policy, not law, when officials say they do not negotiate with terrorists. But another law professor, John O. McGinnis, says that it would be against the law to give money to some groups. He teaches at the Northwestern University School of Law in Illinois. Under U.S. law, people cannot give money or provide other support to terrorist groups. Daniel Benjamin is director of the John Sloan Dickey International Exchange Center at Dartmouth College. He says that in the case of ransom payments to kidnappers, the laws have never been enforced by the U.S. government. I'm Ann Ball.
You are listening to The Voice of America, and we are coming to you from Washington. About 135 million young children in East Asia and the Pacific have not been registered with any government agency. That leaves them unable to claim national identities. Such identification is often a requirement for rights and government services. Kelly Jean Kelly reports on a major effort to get such children and others a legal identity.
Too many people still live and die without leaving an official record. Government ministers from Asian and Pacific countries will be asked later this year to agree on giving recognition to every child. It would start with registering their births as part of an effort to guarantee civil registration and records for everyone. The ministers are to meet in Bangkok in late November. Stephen Blight is the Child Protection Regional Advisor for the United Nations Children's Fund. He says, "The lack of a legal identity can create big problems."
Increasingly, in the modern world, you need to prove your age and you need to prove your identity in order for opportunities to be open to you.
These include getting such important documents as passports and driving permits, getting a job, or dealing with a bank. A lack of identification can be a barrier to getting something as simple as a telephone. Jonathan Marskell works for the UN's Economic and Statistics Commission for Asia and the Pacific. He says that for those who are unregistered, it is less likely that their children will be registered.
And so it creates a cycle of invisibility or under-registration, and this affects particular populations that might be on the margins of society already.
Recording personal information not only gives the registrants the right to government services, it helps to guarantee their basic rights. It also provides valuable information into the age and the health of the population. Even records of deaths are important. Understanding why and where people are dying can help fight disease and reduce child deaths. Yet, the World Health Organization says 9 of every 10 people in Asia and the Pacific live in countries lacking trustworthy death records. Anas Chowdhury is the director of the Statistics Division at the UN's Economic and Statistics Commission. He is making an appeal to the media in developing countries to publicize the registration effort.
Many people don't know that they have the right, and that is an issue media can help us to create the awareness.
More than 100 developing countries still do not have good working systems to support detailed records of births and other major life events. The situation is especially serious in Asia. UN officials admit that people are unable to register themselves and their children in too many places. The reasons for this include corruption and lack of personnel and record-keeping systems. I'm Kelly Jean Kelly.
And I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. It's time to take a look at today in history. About 2,500 years ago, the Battle of Marathon took place. It was the Persians against the Greeks. It is said that 6,000 soldiers died in fighting that day. The Greeks won the battle. One of their messengers ran all the way to Athens to announce the victory. And that is where the name Marathon, for a very long foot race, comes from. A long time after that, another famous battle took place. In 1943, during World War II, the Battle of Salerno took place in Italy. American General Mark Clark led an invasion from the sea. A few famous people were born on this day. Singer Michael Bublé is celebrating his 39th birthday. British actor Hugh